You're listening to Channel Radio.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on Channel Radio. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Paul Andrews. We got here.
We did.
We did.
We did get here.
Did you? Oh, it wasn't too bad my way, actually.
No, my biggest problem was getting out my drive.
And you don't have a slope.
I do have a little bit of a slope.
Not much of a slope.
It's not much of a slope.
I mean, it's not like Borstal Hills coming.
It isn't. No, yeah, that's true.
I avoided Borstal Hill, but the roads were clear. But I didn't see much
roads.
Gritting. For those who listen abroad, we had a little bit of snow.
It snowed once.
Like the Canadians, yeah.
Yeah.
A little flurry, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And everybody got excited.
To be fair, it was quite a dump.
For us. We're right on the seafront, so we don't get quite as badly as you in the country.
Yeah.
But somebody had built a little mini snowman. It was about 6 inches high.
Really?
I thought it was very sweet.
I was surprised how much snow they had in London, in central London.
Yeah, they
don't normally get it, but it was... It was quite deep there as well.
This global warming is,
coming down in white lumps, global warming.
Well, yeah. I thought we were supposed to have humid winters with lots of rain.
Oh, yeah, they promised me tropical weather. I don't know what happened to that.
I bought a banana tree.
Did you?
Yeah, especially.
Have you got any bananas on it?
No.
Okay.
No, and it doesn't like this weather at all.
I would have thought you'd have had a coconut tree with the amount of coconut milk you have on everything.
Well, I was just talking to the lovely Cliff, who's from Space Plug. Are you trying to say that when you haven't had coffee?
Space Plug,
and I was going to say... Space plug. I've been up all night with the...
Have you got the dog's teeth in? She's got the dog's teeth in again.
I've been up all night with that hound.
Let me give it to you. It's Space Plug.
Space Plug.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. It's an award winning. We're going to hear from Phil Cliff later.
I need to warn you here, Cliff. Every week, she decides to get the name of the guest wrong. And once she's got it wrong once, she'll keep doing it. Like last week, was it the week before?
Well, let's talk about last week, Paul Andrews. Yeah. Cliff, last week, Paul Andrews was my lovely co-presenter on the Scoff and Quaff show, which is a superior show, and it's a food and drink show. And we had a lovely guest. We have a lovely guest called David Holt on. And Paul Andrews decided to call him John all the way through the show.
Yeah.
And I wrote it for him on a green bit of paper, David Holt, name of guest.
I thought,
I can send you the link and you can listen.
I thought John suited him better.
The thing is... we've worked together a long time and we're both now quite senile and old. We used to be young and remember things.
I can tell you've worked together a long time.
Can you?
Quite heavy down the seat.
We're not sure it does work, but, but we keep trying.
I can't stand her.
No, I hardly know him. But, you know, it's. I listened back with my new husband, Gavin, who's looking after Darcy Greyhound, who's been very poorly. And
the big debate on Twitter about that was, why haven't you got pet insurance?
Okay, shall I tell you?
Yeah.
So we've had rescue dogs forever and ever and ever. You know, I'm very old. So I had a Battersea Dogs Home when I was 21. So I've always had a little dog and I've always had insurance. And the last one with Cassie, who was a sort of border collie cross from Dogs Trust, we had NFU. Was that National Farmers Union?
Yeah.
And we hardly made any claims, just kept paying it and paying it and paying it. She was never really ill, a bit more robust than a greyhound.
Mm.
And long story short, when she was about 11, she got a thyroid problem. So I claimed. That's another story. He's laughing because I also have low thyroid.
She caught it off you, didn't she?
We know each other well enough to know that we can't go into that because that's another show. We'd need at least 3 hours on thyroid. So, and how badly it's treated by the NHS. So long story short, your mother would love this because I treat my own thyroid now. So anyway, long story short, she got thyroid and NFU wouldn't pay for anything because she's now a veteran dog and the policy when they're 10 changed. I should have read the small print because we just kept paying every year.
Oh, it's one of those that we cover your dog unless it's ill and then we don't cover
once
it any longer.
Once they're a veteran, which is 10, the only thing she was covered for was if she got run over by a car.
Hmm.
And she was a spindly 10-year-old dog that never ran in the road.
Well, what you should have done is gone, my dog got hit by a car, she's got a thyroid problem.
So the new husband and I, having spoken to quite a few people, and we looked at loads of, dog insurers. If anybody's listening and wants to recommend one, but there were loads that we looked at, and it was just such a rip-off. They wouldn't pay for this, wouldn't pay for that. And because she was young, she's only two, we thought we'll do it maybe, but we'll put the money away. So far, she's cost us thousands. But she had a tummy upset. She was vomiting. I hope you're not having 11.
Do we need to know this?
She's vomiting badly. So, of course, it happens at night.
We were at lunch.
So we went to the emergency vet, and the consultation in Herne Bay, which is not a, a wealthy area, £279 for 5-minute consultation, where they, and that was it. That was the consultation at 8 p.m. at night.
You should have rung me. I would have done it for 50 quid. Oh, God, she's been sick.
Anyway, then they do the upsell, Paul. They then do the upsell, which is we need to put her on a drip. We need to give her take bloods.
Private medicine, yeah. Menu.
So yeah.
Do you want steak or turkey, dog?
There's a cockapoo in the family.
Well, yeah, but that's a pedigree. Well, I suppose greyhound's a pedigree. Anyway, long story short, I've always had mongrels. I find them much more robust. Pedigrees are not. So long story short, I said, she's not going on a drip. That will cost me. I haven't got insurance. It's going to cost me a fortune. I said, please just give her an anti-nausea drug. You know, so they gave her an anti-nausea injection. And I said, if you've got any probiotics, they didn't give us any. I've ordered some anyway online. And long story short, they then decided to give her a painkiller. And the whole bill for 10 minutes was £590.
But you're saying this is the problem.
For two injections.
Yeah, no, but this is the problem. This disgusting. Is the problem, you see. You've got this whole infrastructure, which is pet insurance and vets.
Yes. Yeah?
And the vets get paid by the pet insurance. And the pet insurance get ripped off by the vet.
Yeah.
So the pet insurance goes, no, it's £1,000 and we only cover your pet while it's not ill. Yeah, if your pet gets ill, your policy's invalid.
If I can mention this emergency vet, it is Vets Now. Mm. And what you do is you phone up your vet, they're closed, so they put this Vets Now number on, saying call them, and you think, oh, it's a lovely, friendly local vet in Herne Bay, where I live.
Just a national thing.
And you get a national call line, little Scottish person. I couldn't really understand him, but I was trying not to be rude. I said, can you repeat that, please? Anyway, I say, oh, here, oh, he, away.
Your wee little doggy needs an injection.
And then I got a text saying, you know, consultation fee £279 and you're over a barrel, you know. And I think it's disgusting. And I said to my husband through gritted teeth, get some insurance. But of course, now if we get insurance, they'll say we won't cover any tummy upsets.
Yeah, because you've already had it.
It's wrong, isn't it? Mm. It's all wrong. And you're right. The reason is because people don't bat an eyelid. If they've got insurance, they just pay £600.
It's the same with any insurance-based thing, isn't it? Is that the people providing the service at the end of it realise that an insurance company's paying out, so they add a zero to everything.
It's really, really nasty. Yeah. And I do feel we're going the way of America, where same with medical health. I spoke to Dan Keeler, who's a good friend of ours. He used to work for the New York Times, or the other one, I always forget.
New York Post.
No, not the Post.
Washington Times.
Washington Post, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Top reporter, editor, really, who works in emerging markets. And we took him to our local cafe for breakfast because his family live in Whitstable. And he's English. And we were talking, and in New York, property has gone down by 20%.
Yeah, yeah. So London market's gone down by 20% as well.
Yeah. 20% already, has it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I better tell Shay.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
getting quick, yeah.
He's got 4% off, but he better renegotiate.
It's like anything, though, isn't it? You know, property is about location, location, location. Everybody knows that. You can have generalised prices on things, but it doesn't really mean a lot. It's you pay what you pay for where it is.
Well, it is only Deptford. It's not Mayfair.
Yeah, no, but as I explained to you the other day, Jules, you've got what's mission creep. London expands, yeah? When I was a kid, I was 20, and I got a flat in London, and everybody went, oh, does Security Corps take you home to that? Because it was in Fulham.
Yeah.
Now you couldn't buy that flat for under 2 million quid. And in my day, you know, we just about managed Fulham, but you wouldn't be seen dead in Wandsworth or anywhere like that because they were the, you know, back end of the world. But now they're very middle class and, you know, it just expands. Each year, London expands itself and you move out, you know, many years ago, I used to work in Lewisham and people wouldn't live in Lewisham. Now it's very, very upmarket, and Peckham and Greenwich and Deptford and all of those places, St John's Wood.
I would say that having just gone to Deptford, it's edgy. There's a lot of a huge amount of council flats. There's a lot of deprivation. There's food banks. You see there's mental health facilities where people that are released from hospital go to have counselling and injections, actually, medication.
Methadone.
So, that's what it is. I was wondering why. That's all people in white coats jabbing people through the window.
It's methadone.
So it's a huge social deprivation, but there are coffee shops and there's artisan shops.
It's like anywhere, my youngest was living in Brixton for a couple of years, and he absolutely adored living in Brixton. It was lovely. When I was young, you don't go to Brixton, it's dangerous. He adored living in Brixton. He tried to buy a flat there. The minimum price he could find anything, which was a one-bedroom bedsit, was £700,000.
Well, as I told you, when I was 20, I lived in a rented flat and bought it in Clapham Junction.
Yeah, but that was pre-First World War.
No, it wasn't. But I did. I bought it as a sitting tenant for £12k in Clapham Junction.
Right.
But in those days, a bit like Fulham, cab drivers wouldn't take me over the river.
They still won't go over the river. So, you don't go over the river.
I used to have to lie to get home. I had to lie to get home. So I'd go, Knightsbridge, please. And then I go, can you go a bit further to King's Row? And then I go, do you mind getting over that bridge and turning right? And then they start muttering.
It's over the river, love.
Battersea Bridge. And it was really very deprived when I lived there. And of course, Clapham now is extremely sheeshy.
Right. Well, that's all very interesting.
Well, I was interested.
I know. Well, fine. But should we start the show?
Can do, yeah. I would love to. What was that, Cliff?
There's no rush, is there?
No. We got biscuits.
We have got biscuits. We haven't got mince pies yet. That's next week.
Yeah, we don't like to mince too early.
That's a slight letdown, guys. It has to be said. Yeah.
I've had a tweet from Chips and Dinks, and they say, Business Bunker and the Christmas Countdown continues, supporting small businesses, local businesses and entrepreneurship with a show to cheer us up and help us through the cold weather and snow. Thank you, as always, to Vanilla Web, that's me, and Jewel Sirkin, that's her. And they've got a nice little gif of a cat leaping into a snowdrift.
Yeah, and I'm seeing them on Friday. Because I'm going to have
a cat or Bev and Tony.
I can't see a cat with a greyhound, can I?
No,
I mean, that wouldn't go down very well.
Well, you go for a chase.
Yeah.
The rabbit.
Yeah.
There are lots of rabbit-shaped dogs, actually, I noticed lately. Sort of fluffy things that look very rabbit-like.
Right.
I'm going to see them. They're going to do my little hubcap things, you know.
They're going to protect your hubcaps from you curbing in your wheels? Yeah.
Well, I tell you, Herne Bay has some very low curbs. You open the door and the lower part of the door actually scrapes on the curb.
Yeah,
What's all that about?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Your tyre pressure's too low.
Is it?
Sounded very informed.
I think I need one of those Saabs, you know, that go.
They
go up and down, don't they?
Hydraulic suspension.
Can I just say a big thank you?
Yeah, go on.
You don't
need to thank me.
No, not to you.
Oh.
I haven't had my present yet. I know what it'll be a bottle.
I haven't bought anything yet. I saw something the other day and I thought that would be perfect for Jules' Christmas.
Hybrid?
I can't remember. I thought that would be perfect for Jules' Christmas. I won't buy it just yet. And now I can't remember what it was.
Fish oils for my brain.
I don't think it was anything useful.
Botox?
No, I don't think it was anything useful. I think it was something funny.
Filler. I have got your supply of licorice, but it's far too early at the moment. So you got a little card. But you know what happened with the cards? So I bought a load of these lovely, I was supporting an African charity, and I bought, you've had one every year for about the last 5 years.
Yeah.
These lovely African designed cards. And we put them in the loft, as most people do, with their tinsel and everything else.
Well, we don't want to do that. The mice will eat them.
No, we ain't got mice. We're by the sea. We only have sea fish and things, snails and things.
Cliff's got super sneak holes.
Yeah, he has. We're going to talk about that. So let me just tell you about my envelope. So I got the cards out, and all the blooming envelopes have self-sealed.
The mice have all licked them and put them down. I told you it's mice.
It's the glue. And I sat there with my new husband yesterday, going, oh God. And I said, can you steam this? And we don't have a kettle. We have a hot water tap. We don't even have a kettle. So
Cellotate.
I'm trying to do it with my nail. So if you look at the back of your envelope there.
It's all ripped.
Is it there?
Torn.
Or have you got it?
No, it's in the back.
Oh, it's all dogged and ripped.
Yeah.
So luckily I have address stickers that I can just put on the back. But it's very, it must be the moisture.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway.
Look, it's 1:15.
Are you in a panic? We've got 2 hours, don't worry.
Yes, I know, but I'm trying to tell you something. She doesn't listen. She never listens to me, Cliff.
I gave up.
She just talks over me all
Cliff,
the time.
I gave up in 1066 listening to him.
Yeah, when she came ashore with William the Conqueror. Listen, our first guest, Penny Williams, unfortunately this morning got stuck trying to get her car out.
I could have got her in my snowmobile.
Yeah, but she got stuck. So we're going to talk to her on the phone, okay?
Yeah.
But before I do that, I want to play some cheesy tunage for her.
What? I was thinking Slip Sliding Away with Paul Garfunkel or what was it? Simon.
And Cliff suggested Penny Lane. Yeah.
I've been trying to think of seagull jokes all day when we had
no
Cliff in. Yeah, but you have someone called Cliff. We've got to have the Cliff jokes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, falling off and all that.
What do you call a seagull that's perched on a rock? Cliff, isn't it?
There is something, isn't there? What do you call a man with a seagull on his head?
Yeah. Cliff. You've heard it before. Yeah. I wonder why.
every day for all of his life, yeah.
Is your middle name Richard?
No, shut up. Shut up.
And having the surname Pettit at school when you're 6'4" and about 16 stone.
How tall are you?
6'4".
I knew. As I came by in the corridor, I thought, there's a very tall man. There's a very tall man.
Right, I've got to play this because it's quite a long track.
Slip Sliding Away.
No, it's not. I've been trying to tell you, but you keep interrupting me. It's actually because Penny's from Big Plan Group. And it's Oasis.
Oh.
Master Plan.
Oh, right. I like that, yeah.
So do I. That's why I'm playing
it. I don't know this song.
How can you like it if you don't know this song?
Well, I kind of like the vibe of it so far.
Right, okay.
Is it 80s?
Yeah.
Nice guitar. Twangy.
Yeah.
Master Plan, Oasis, in tribute to Penny Williams, our first guest this week. Penny, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you? I hope you're recovering okay. You had a bit of problems pushing your car in the snow this morning, didn't you?
I was pushing someone's car, yes, in one of the lanes, and I went flying over on some ice. But yes, I'm okay. Just got a bit of a poorly knee.
Oh, dear.
You poor thing.
Yeah, was it... you were pushing somebody else's car, Penny?
Yes.
I have to tell you,
good deed of the day.
Some years ago, I got really badly knocked out and fractured my jaw, fractured my cheek.
I remember that.
Do you remember?
Yeah, bump you starting. Smashed into a tree.
Oh, no, that was something else. No, I was bump starting someone's car. I was pushing their car. It was a vintage Porsche, actually. Mm. And I was bump starting it, pushing down the road. And I kept saying, "Why? Come on, just drop the clutch." And I kept dropping the clutch and nothing happened. And it took me ages to work out they hadn't put it in gear. and I went, "You haven't put it in gear." And they suddenly slammed it into gear. I went flying over the top and hit my face on the curb. And the next thing I knew, I woke up in hospital.
How long ago was that? Did I know you then?
Yeah, it was about 5 years ago.
Because I slipped on black ice in 1997, Penny.
I heard the rumble when you hit the floor.
Did you? And I broke my leg. And I was 9 months in plaster.
Blimey.
So that was not fun. And there were no anaesthetists in 1997. Blimey. So they tried to put the main bone of my leg back with gas and air.
Oh, lovely.
It was not recommended.
Absolutely.
No.
Anyway, enough of all our injuries. Yeah. It's a pleasure to be joined by Penny Williams of the Big Pound Group. Penny, just kick off by telling us a little bit about you and the business.
Well, my background has been in media, and I set up the business what is now 12 years ago. I can't believe it.
Wow. Specialising
in strategic marketing, but also assisting with events and marketing events, which is what I've continued to do. My longest client is the Leeds Castle concert, which happens every July, and some other events that I support in Headcorn Aerodrome.
Yep.
And so sort of over that time worked with some fantastic companies, helping them with their marketing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you do some fantastic events, as you say. I mean, the most famous, I guess, is the Leeds Castle concert, which is known globally. But also, because I live quite close to Headcorn as well, I know that you do two or three events there. There's the Southern Air Show, isn't it? And is it War and Peace? I can't remember what it's called now.
It's the Combined Ops Show.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, similar.
Yeah. Because the War and Peace Show doesn't happen anymore, does it? That was something else. But yeah, it was quite Combined Operations. And the Southern Air Show, is that one of yours as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, cool.
Lots going on down there.
Yeah, lots of big events around the county. And as you say, you got a background in media. I mean, let's cut to the chase. You got a background in radio as well, haven't you?
I have indeed. Yeah.
You've been in the radio business since you were a baby.
I was. Yes, indeed. I helped set up a commercial radio station back in Cambridge, and then that became part of a bigger group. Sort of travelled around the Midlands, managing different radio stations, and then came down to Kent.
Right.
To manage what was Invicta Radio in those days.
Those were the days, weren't they?
Yeah.
Loved Invicta.
Yeah,
the Boogeyman, Neil Francis on Breakfast, Morning Zoo.
It's amazing, isn't it? Just going through those names, and I know we're kind of not what we were going to talk about, but it is interesting. In those days, you know, community radio, and I guess Invicta was a community radio station, although it covered the whole county. It did have some big coverage, didn't it? And it had some real, I don't know what you call it, you know, very well known presenters and DJs, and some big cult following.
Yeah, indeed. I worked, over the years, you're right, it was one of the original early days of commercial radio. So it was, in existence for 20, 30 years. Mm. And but one of our breakfast guys when I was there was Carl Pilkington, who went on to work with Ricky Gervais. And he was just a spotty kid working on the breakfast show when he started there.
Yeah, was he any good then?
He was actually. He had his dry sense of humour.
Right. Oh, lovely.
Born to be a star, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, no, that's lovely. And as you say, you know, you've been in business now for yourself with the Big Plan Group for 12 years, which is a phenomenal achievement. And Big Plan do some fantastic stuff. You know, I mean, I guess the last couple of years have been a bit of a pain, though, really, aren't they, with the lockdowns and the closure of events businesses?
Yes. I mean, for us as a business, we lost all the event work, obviously.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time has been spent actually helping people update their websites, looked more closely at internal comms. That's something else that I've been helping a few companies with.
Right.
As we now come out the other side, bringing teams back together is quite important following working from home and actually continuing to work from home. So, it's been a tough time for a lot of people, but it's so good to see, and particularly the construction industry, still very busy, which is one of the sectors that I work with.
Yeah, and I saw recently that one of the organisations that you partner with, I think, won some awards in the construction sector as well, did they not?
Yes, I'm a director of Built For Marketing, and we won the Small Agency of the Year award at the Construction Marketing Awards earlier this month. So, yeah, fantastic and well-deserved. Great bunch of people, and indeed fellow director Jules, again, was set up the business 12 years ago. So we started the same sort of time.
Fantastic. Really, really fantastic. And it's good that you get the recognition that you do thoroughly deserve, because you guys do some fantastic stuff and under very difficult circumstances over the last couple of years, as we were just saying.
We survived.
And that is a miracle, isn't it? Any business that survived the last couple of years has my undying admiration. As you know, my business has got really badly hit. And anyone that survived, I just think, well done. You know, that is a fantastic achievement to come through that against everything that the government threw at us with those kind of things. So many congratulations. What's next for the Big Plan Group? Have you got anything secret that you can tell us about, because no one's listening?
not so much secret. As I said, I think some of the more interesting work recently has been around really helping people with internal comms, but also a huge increase in podcasts, which I do love doing.
Yeah,
and have had the pleasure of interviewing some very interesting people for various clients and putting those sorts of things together. So I'm not sure there's anything particular other than to say I think it's good to see more businesses now looking at different ways to communicate with more markets than some of the more traditional methods of the past.
Yeah. Are you still doing your video podcast with Mark, the UK Brand Show?
We are, yes. We only do it once a month now, but again, interesting interviews with people. So that's the UK Brand Show, and we interview people across sort of media and marketing initiatives. That is on YouTube. And we've got a website as well where you can listen to old shows.
Right. And what's that? The UK Brand Show?
UKbrandshow.co.uk.
Fantastic. That's great stuff. Penny, as always, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for joining us on the phone. I know you had problems with cars and snow. I don't know. I mean, we did have a big dump of snow in Kent, and hopefully it'll all go away fairly soon. But while it's here, we don't really have the infrastructure for dealing with it, really, do we?
No.
I was out searching last night for grit bins to steal grit from to grit my drive, and I couldn't find one. Yeah.
No, they're all empty. We've tried.
Everybody's already had it. Penny, just before you go, give us a shout out as well for the Big Plan Group website.
So it's bigplan.com.
Yeah. See, you've got so many fingers in pies, haven't you, that it's hard to remember them all.
That is so bad for a marketer to get her own website.
No.
Bigplangroup.com.
We all do that. I do that all the time. I've got two dozen websites, and I can never remember whether they're .co's or .com's.
Well, then you've got that other one that's just
.co. I've got one that's just .co, and that's
wants
a nightmare.
A UK on the end.
Everybody either adds UK or M, and then tells me it doesn't work. Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Penny, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much. Hope your knee gets better soon. And
thank you.
Keep on keeping on doing what you do, and we love what you do.
Oh, well, thank you for having me on the show, please.
No, it's always a pleasure. Take care and enjoy the rest of your day. Yeah.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye, Penny. Bye.
Penny Williams there, the Big Plan Group, and so many other things she does. The UK Brand Show is a fantastic podcast. Do check that out. It's on YouTube, actually, rather than an audio. So it's really worth a watch and a listen. Right, what you got?
Well, Create Southeast, it's a new package of support for the creative industries, and it's been launched, which includes a £3 million funding pot. I like the sound of pot. It reminds
you like
me
a pot.
I'm thinking of casseroles pot. Now.
So oh, do you? I see. I'm thinking more of snooker.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking of a nice sort of
nice
beef casserole with like loads of tomatoes and onions and garlic. You know, steaming.
She's
the minute I see pot.
She does it deliberately. You know. She knows that I'm on a restricted eating regime.
Yeah, but
and she'll come in here and talk about
casserole.
Food. And then she, I'm talking to Cliff. You be quiet. Yeah. And then she'll invite me to co-host those stupid cooking shows.
The superior show.
Yeah. Scoff and Quaff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then talk about food and introduce me to chefs. They bring food in and we have to eat it and test it and
but
stuff.
May I say, you could easily have a beef casserole. That's not fattening at all.
I like a beef casserole.
You could eat a whole beef casserole.
I will eat a whole beef casserole.
Yeah, with a little bit of potato Manda, inside.
Manda, are you listening?
And spring,
I want beef casserole tonight.
And spring greens. They're in season.
No, I'm not interested in green stuff.
I love greens. Yeah. And I had sprouts. Did you see the other day?
I like a sprout.
I had them. Did you see the other day?
I did. I like a sprout with chestnuts and bacon.
I do.
Lardons.
And also a nice black pepper and a knob of butter. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's a
you like a knob of butter on it, don't you?
I do. I do like a knob.
Yeah.
There's a £3 million funding pot across six English regions, including Kent and Medway. Mm. So if you're a client or in the creative industries, if you've got one or you've got a client, this could be an opportunity for you, all our little artistic people that we have in Kent. The key aim is to offer sustained advice to creative businesses which are motivated to explore and secure investment opportunities. The programme will enable businesses to be ready for investment and facilitate access to additional funding from Innovate UK and commercial investors in 2023 and beyond. So this is onward planning. This is great. And I'm going to tell you the it's a very long website. So if you look on kentbusinessradio.co.uk, you will find the link. But there is a little email which I'll read out.
Yep.
So if you want to find out more or receive news on this, it's info@createsoutheast.org.uk. They've got it all going on. They've got an org and a UK on there.
Have they, yeah.
info@createsoutheast.org.uk. And businesses can apply up to the 8th of February next year for 10 to 30K each for innovation projects. So they're saying that the kind of thing, the timeline, it will be working with partners in the Southeast to launch a programme, as I said, in January 2023, and it's tailored to the region's creative subsectors. So in Kent, there will likely be a particular focus on IT, software and computer services, especially where there's potential to drive wider growth through improved digitalisation.
Digitalisation.
You say it so well.
Yeah.
Music and performing arts. Music and performing and visual arts. Film, TV and radio and design and designer fashion.
There you go.
That won't be you, will it?
No, it won't.
No.
The Southeast Boost was sent to me by Keith from Gravesham Economic Development. And I've got another email from Gravesham Council, Gravesham for Business. Have you signed up for the free to attend Christmas networking event? Why not take an hour or two out of your evening? Come and join us. It's happening manana. Tomorrow, Wednesday the 14th of December, any time between 5 and 7pm. And it's at the Rum Puncheon. I guess that's a pub.
Oh, that sounds
yeah,
lovely.
87 West Street, Gravesend. The postcode is DA110BL. For booking details, go to eventbrite.co.uk/Gravesham Business Network. That's tomorrow, 5 to 7 at the Rum Puncheon in Gravesend. Be there.
Kent Crisps, another. Was it?
Oh, Kent Crisps, yeah.
The lovely Laura, who I met, she's very tall.
Attention.
She's very tall.
Just got my attention.
Yeah, Kent Crisps. Well, you see, is it me or is there a big draft coming through here today?
It's a big draft. It comes through the circulating thing in the ceiling.
It's funny, but can't they just warm it up occasionally?
You know, it's blowing on your bald spot, isn't it?
I'm so lucky that I have 58 layers on today, including leggings under my jeans.
Yeah, don't ask her, otherwise she'll show you.
Yeah, and I've got vests and all sorts.
And you get down to the third layer, Cliff, and you suddenly realise she's had that on for 3 weeks because it's got the same toothpaste stains on it that she had on it last week.
Yeah. You know the lovely Wayne Cunnington?
I do.
I meant to thank
Hello, him. Wayne. Is he listening?
He may be hobnobbing. I don't know. But he sent me, after he was very concerned about my runny toothpaste without fluoride, because we don't have fluoride in our house. And he sent me a couple of links. And I do actually use an aloe vera one.
Cute. You see, I don't get cleaning your teeth with aloe vera. It's what you use to stop getting sunburn, isn't it?
No, but it is a toothpaste. It's got menthol in and all that. It's a proper toothpaste with aloe vera. I was waiting for you to go, aloe vera.
No, I'm not doing that joke again. No, I did it last week.
I know. But anyway, he sent me some lovely links. But I wanted to thank Wayne Cunnington also.
Have you tried it yet?
The aloe vera one?
Yeah.
I've been using it for years.
What's it taste like then? Does it taste of aloe vera?
No, it tastes of mint. But now I'm on homeopathy.
No, I agree.
I'm not supposed to have mint ones. So now I'm on really sort of seaweed ones and all that. I mean, your mother, Cliff, would love me.
Yeah.
She'd love what I'm doing.
Well, if there were three of you, you could have a coven, couldn't you?
Oh, I guess what else?
I don't have a knife for the
I guess what else? In Peckham.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say now. So you
In Peckham,
yeah,
Del Boy.
No, I'll have to tell you in a minute. It was something interesting. Oh yeah. You can tell the area's up and coming. Apart from the deprivation, they've got two natural wines. So they've got this under the arches there, by Deptford Station.
Yeah.
They've got lovely coffee and lovely cakes, all homemade.
Yeah, it's all street food.
It's all shishi.
Yeah,
but they've got a natural wine. Your mother would love this natural wine. So I said, "What is natural wine? I've never heard of natural wine. I know about organic." He said it's planted with the moon, so it's biodynamic.
It would be. Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah. As soon as you said that, I thought, I bet that's biodynamic.
Yeah. Sounds like he's left Del Boy stand.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. Peckham spring water.
Yeah. But I did buy some. I partook.
Yeah, but hold on. No, we've got to deconstruct this.
Sip.
It's, what's it called? It's natural?
It's called natural wine. That's all natural it is. Natural wine.
Is it? No.
A whole array.
Is it made of grapes or is it made of like dandelions or something?
No, it's made of grapes.
Right.
But they're not sprayed. So they're more than organic. They are planted in soil that is being, cultivated, and they plant it at proper certain times going by the moon.
Right. So like at Stonehenge, when the moon rises over the spur stone, they plant it, do they? And then when the sun sets through the south gate of Stonehenge, they harvest it.
They're going with the seasons, and like women, when they all live in a house together, they all get their menstrual cycle at the same
time. I don't need to know that.
Of the moon.
Yeah.
We know, and look at the lunar.
I told you, she's a witch. She's a witch.
Look at the lunar tics.
Yeah. I don't want to look at anyone's tips, thank you.
Anyway, Kent Crisps.
I was sweetly saying. Yeah.
The award-winning Kentish snack,
yeah,
of which I'm a fan of the oyster and vinegar, has launched a brand new modern
oyster
website.
And vinegar.
Yeah,
so I've not eaten that one.
Yes, you have. No, we've had it on Scoff and Quaff years ago.
I don't think I can remember.
In a bag.
Yeah,
oyster and vinegar. Of course you have.
Have I?
What have you had then? The Ashmore cheese one.
I've had Ashmore cheese, and I've had just plain.
Yeah, you've had oyster and vinegar.
Mm. Yeah. I like Kent Crisps, and they're nice.
I know you've definitely had it on my Superior show, Scoff and Quaff. Anyway, so modern website. I'll send you the link.
Maybe I'll change its name.
Yeah, I'll send you the link to Scoff and Quaff, Cliff, and you'll hear Paul Andrews calling my lovely food bank guest, calling him John for the whole show, even though I'd written on a big bit of green paper, David Holt, name of guest.
It's okay her going on about this because last week she called Maria Lisa all the way through the show.
Which is why I'm getting my own back. Anyway, this Kent Crisps, let's get back to them.
Word with my agent. Nobody warned me I was coming in with a warring couple.
We can't stand each other.
Did Penny not tell you? I've got a picture, actually, I'll dig it out, of Paul and Penny at an exhibition we were at, or a conference or something, and I'm photo bombing it in the background somewhere. I've got that. Anyway, following high demand from the brand's loyal customers, the website will allow them to discover and shop the entire crisp range online for the first time. Customers are invited to browse the 7 Kent Crisp flavours and read about their heritage and ingredients before purchasing. Please go to kentcrisps.com.
Fantastic. So you can buy them online now.
Yeah.
And get them delivered.
Yeah.
Do it.
My farm shop has them.
They're gorgeous, Chris. They're lovely. Yeah. But let's buy local.
Oh, Wayne Cunnington says, menstrual cycles, too much information.
Yeah.
That's a typical bloke retort, isn't
it? Yeah, no, well, it is.
See, a woman wouldn't worry about that.
I don't care what kind of bike you come on.
That's good. Did you just make that up off the top of your head?
Yeah.
I don't think you did.
Yeah.
It's clever.
I Riley did. But, yeah.
It pedalled back, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But that's a typical man comment, though, isn't it?
Yeah, we're not interested in things like that. We don't want to know about it. It's horrible.
Yeah, but if it was a man thing, like man flu, oh, we'd be all over it.
Of course we would. Yeah. Man flu's dodgy. Right, Tracy Ferguson was on earlier, meeting my lovely youngest son for lunch at Lakeside today, so we'll look forward to listening to today's Business Bunker show on the catch-up. Have a fantastic show, everybody. Well, thank you, Tracy. There's a lovely photograph of her and her boy, isn't there?
Yeah, I was wondering. It was like an oil painting.
Yes, an app she was using, wasn't
it? Very clever.
Yeah.
And Wayne says, looking very festive, guys, because I sent him a picture of us in our little
Christmas hats.
But of course, I had to point out that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well, no, it's Christmas hat show next show.
Yeah, we do that. We don't peak too early, do we?
I never peak too early. Sarah Marsh Collins says she's looking forward to hearing the show from Snowy Kent today. She's come back from Devon to Kent. She went to a party last night.
Did she?
Yeah.
So she got skis on? Or?
Yeah. Gravesham for Business, Gravesham Council, say, would you like a shout out on the radio show dedicated to small businesses? If so, tweet Vanilla Webb or Jill Serkin at the Business Bunker Show.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, and we would.
Did you read Tenterton Chambers?
No, not yet.
They say, hi, Paul, with no mention of me at all.
Oh, good.
Exactly. So I'm going to read it in a very curmudgeonly way.
Are you?
Yeah. So they say, how about a shout out for, this is my curmudgeonly voice.
Are you being curmudgeonly?
Yeah, a shout out for a busy chamber team just donated £500 to the Big Wrap. We need to look up the Big Wrap now. It's at the Big Wrap. Should bring some festive cheer to those in need. And he's used the Bee Bunker hashtag. So if you do tweet us, please use the Bee Bunker hashtag and we'll hear you.
Yeah. Sarah Marsh Collins, she said, I'm in Kent today. I met my wonderful mad scientists, and there's two Twitter handles, IS_instruments and I3D_robotics, for Christmas party yesterday. She said there was tequila.
Oh, how's her head?
I imagine you've got a hangover this morning or this afternoon, Sarah.
Yeah, you need a green smoothie with lots of ginger and loads of orange juice.
See, she's another one that's been hanging around Stonehenge.
Little coffee. Yeah.
I said, did you have a nice time? And she said it was worth the 4-hour drive up from Devon. Very pretty was Stonehenge in the snow.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
That is lovely.
I bet that was an idyllic site, actually.
Yeah. It is, yeah. Yeah, it is.
They've kind of fenced it all off Stonehenge, haven't they? In summer, you get the, loads of traffic sort of cruising by.
On the A303, yeah, you do. Yeah. Well, they've only fenced it off so you can't knock lumps out of it, because people were taking lumps of it and writing graffiti on it. So
my new husband's got a little chunk of the Berlin Wall when it came down.
I see.
Yeah, a little chunk of it.
Was he there, or did he buy it off someone?
I don't know. He's 51, so would he have been there?
Well, he could have been. I mean,
well, you'll have to ask him. Come round for a little noggin with Amanda and Lucy, and you can ask him in person.
Well, he could have been there. He could have been wearing his little shorts, and he could have been on a school trip.
He might be. Well, apparently, according to NHS, he's got to have his flu jab because he's about to, you know, he's vulnerable.
Yeah, well, he's old now, isn't he?
51, he's vulnerable.
Yeah.
There's just no hope.
Yeah, whereas the rest of us in our 60s are all pickled.
Ho, ho, ho. Welcome to Christmas fun with Oasis. Starting today, we have a week full of competitions, and we do love a competition on the Business Bunker, and we would like everyone to take part. Below, you'll find a link that takes you to our Christmas fun page where you can select activity. Friday will end with the annual Oasis Christmas quiz.
Yeah, please. It's not that Oasis. It's not the band that I played earlier.
Oasis, S-Y-S.
Yeah.
So the quiz...
Office Automation Systems, that stands for.
Yeah, well done.
It's not... You can tell...
I come here. I can't get this out.
You can tell it wasn't Liam because there was no swear words in it. Yeah.
He's always a bit curmudgeonly too, isn't he, Liam?
Oh, he's very curmudgeonly, yeah.
No, it's not instantly. Yeah.
Anyway, carry on.
Anyway, so the quiz details. The venue is online via Microsoft Teams. It's on the 16th of December. Wayne, you could do this. You'd like this. And the time is 10. He's put 10 who? So I suppose that means 10 o'clock hours or something.
Yeah.
It says actually says 10 who.
That's kind of South African timekeeping, is it?
Yeah, unless he's an owl.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Could
who,
be.
Who. Yeah. Tawitawoo. Anyway, the subject is annual Oasis Christmas quiz. The competition starts today. They say go to day one activity and spot the difference. All you have to know is how many differences you can see. Good luck. So now to do this competition, Wayne, if you're listening, get your pen ready. Three W's dot.
Why has Wayne got to do it?
Well, he might. He's, you know, sitting at home twiddling his thumbs. He's got AstraZeneca damage. He can't do much else.
He can only do Oasis quizzes.
He can do competitions,
okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
He'll have a little nettle tea
yeah.
and settle down.
Okay.
Three W's dot.
Do it, Wayne.
Do it when the moon is waning, Wayne. Waxing and waning.
Shut up.
What's his brother called?
You're a witch.
We said this the other day, didn't we? Wax.
Wax and Wayne.
Three W's dot O hyphen A hyphen S for sugar, Y for yacht, and S for something. .co.uk/.
Jules makes up her own phonetic alphabet each week.
/ Christmas 2022. Do you feel as the year goes on towards the end, we get a bit worse? That's what worries me.
I don't think it's possible to get worse, actually. I think we start off worse.
I always think we're more sort of poignant in January, February, but it's more subdued.
Well, you're dried out, aren't you?
Yeah. Drying out.
Yeah.
A little prune-like.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's on in Kent?
Have you got a northern? What's up in
what's
Kent?
What's on in Kent?
Yeah.
All right, my
I think Wayne's
duck.
Northern.
That was more Midlands than North.
I think Wayne's
Eorp duck. Yeah.
I think he says Eorp duck.
Yeah. What's on in Kent? Yes, please, Business Funk shout out. Thanks for a great night last week, Vanilla Web. Shh, don't tell anybody. Oh, at the awards dinner. Yeah. I was compere at the Kent Awards, and What's on in Kent were recognised in two categories for their fantastic app. So many Christmas events on our app. If everyone would like to download it and spread the word, we'd appreciate it. Have a good show, guys. Yeah, absolutely. Download What's on in Kent. It's a totally free app on your phone. And you can find out everything that's going on. It's especially great during kids' holidays and stuff, but there's loads of other things on there as well. So do check it out. What else you got?
Oh, I was just doing a tweet about a little photo of everybody. Seven Oaks Chamber, networking at Knoll Park.
And
Knoll is with a K
and
an E at the end, so it's kind of Knolly, really. Cannoli. Sounds a bit like a canadle. We see, I live with a Jewish man. I've had to learn all these words.
Right.
Shiksa.
Yeah.
Canadle.
You can't say that on the radio.
Hanukkah. Well, I am a Shiksa, apparently.
Yeah, I know, but you can't say it on the radio.
No, I know. Canadle.
Yeah, yeah.
In your soup.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, this is cannoli.
And gefilte fish. Yeah.
Gefilte fish.
Yeah, yeah.
I got £20 today for Hanukkah.
Dessert,
what?
A cannoli.
It could well be as well.
With hey, she's food obsessed, Cliff. She's food obsessed, Cliff. Yeah.
This is Cannoli Park, K-N-O-W-L-E.
Which is a stately home, basically, that's been there a million years, and everybody calls it Knoll Park, apart from her,
who calls it
cannoli.
It's a very strange spelling, isn't it? I mean, what is that? That's not even Elizabethan, is it? This event...
Actually...
Is it?
It is Elizabethan.
Oh, that's why.
The silent K became silent in Elizabethan times. As in a knight.
Yes, of course, a knight.
Mm-hmm.
You can take off your bodice now and we'll continue.
Thank you.
This event welcomes local businesses and individuals to network face-to-face, offering an opportunity to build valuable business relationships whilst enjoying a lovely walk and a talk around Knoll Park.
Cannoli.
Yeah, but they've spelled it differently there. That's very strange. K-N-O-L-E in the press release and the top is K-N-O-W-L-E. Have they been having a little sherry, do you think, when they're writing?
I don't know where that came from.
I'll show you.
It's Knoll Park. It's K-N-O-L-E.
Okay, so they've gone wild in the top bit. The walk.
Well, in Elizabethan times, there was probably 10 different ways of spelling it,
probably,
wasn't there?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So the walk will take around an hour with festive fare, spelt with a Y.
Yeah.
Provided by...
Elizabethan. See, we're going full Elizabethan.
And listen to who the festive fare is provided by.
Yeah, go on.
Thackeray Williams. So it's all got Y's and Knolly things in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're solicitors, but it's Thackeray Williams. Christmas jumpers, outfits, hats encouraged, prizes for the best dressed dog.
Yeah.
So when is this? There is no date on it.
I think it's Thursday, isn't it?
Okay. Anyway, there is a link, and we're going to put it on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Go on that and find out when it is.
It's in kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar. You can find the event there. But it is on this Thursday, I believe, and it's at 10 o'clock.
So I could take Darcy Grahan now.
Yeah, it's networking. It's a clever idea, isn't it? You go for a walk while you're chatting to other business
Lovely.
Owners, and you can take your dog as well.
Yeah.
I was going to take Jules.
Yeah, dressed up.
No.
I don't mind being a dog. I'd love to be a dog. If I was a dog, I'd be a German Shepherd.
Would you?
I think. Because don't you think that people...
Do you know
get...
German Shepherds are wolf dogs?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I would be a wolf dog.
Yeah.
Preferably one of the Belgian sort of darkish ones with just tan paws.
Right.
But you do realise that my husband and I, new husband and I, we look out of our window and watch all the dog walkers because we're on the front in Whitstable, Tankerton. And we've noticed that people are getting more and more like their dogs. It's actually true.
Yeah.
And
what do you mean they're walking on all fours and sniffing stuff?
We look at their faces and Gav goes... Definitely looks like his dog.
Yeah. Do you know that's the difference between wolves and dogs?
What?
That dogs can actually move their eyebrows. That's
really?
The only difference between wolves and dogs.
Really?
That's
oh.
When they give you those puppy eyes, they want that food. That's yeah, literally.
And a wolf can't do that.
Yeah, wolf can't do it.
Wow.
Our dog's hilarious in the snow. She's just in and having it.
Don't like getting the paws wet.
No, she went out for a wee last night and she found a little patch of grass under a tree, and that's the only place she would sit. And she sat over there, which is a long way from the back door, barking her head off to be let in. And of course we're going, but you've got to cross the snow to actually get in. And she just sat there going, oh, let me in.
I know, they don't like it. Well, Darcy Greyhound, because she's a greyhound, has to have pyjamas on because she gets cold, and then a blanket over. It's ridiculous. There's a restaurant offering luxury sweet treats. It's got lots of foodie things coming in today. Mm. And it'll open its first branch in Kent this weekend. Heavenly Desserts at the £115 million Riverside development in Canterbury will welcome its first customers tomorrow morning, manana, 11:30 a.m. Pudding lovers. And I do...
You like a pudding, don't you?
I'm the kind of girl that does like a pudding, Cliff.
Yeah, you're really up to my mother's
heart. Don't forget, I've got lots of layers on. Underneath this, I'm quite sylph-like. Pudding lovers will be able to sample the company's limited edition festive menu alongside a range of signature cheesecakes and sundaes. Also available are croffles.
What?
Croffles.
What's a croffle?
They're described as delicately baked until light and crispy, giving you the flakiness of a French fresh croissant with the classic markings of our American waffles. It's a croffle.
Hold on. I can't even picture that. It's a waffle-shaped croissant.
Yeah.
Blimey.
Well, I think it's got the square bits, if they're saying classic markings. Yeah. But maybe it is. I'll have to go along and see. It's
I think you will, won't you?
Trade. They're taking off.
Yeah. I had something else at the baker's in Whitstable, which had a funny name, like a cruffle or something. And it was like a great big cake thing with like all chocolate inside. It was very, very nice.
Greggs. What's your view on Greggs? Everybody,
it's a chain.
Yeah, I know. Everybody I know go, oh, Greggs, love Greggs. But no, I went in once. I don't go in chains.
Well,
I didn't see what the fuss was about. It was just a sausage roll that was greasy and
burnt
the
fingers. I honestly think that this is going to annoy everybody, but I think your average person doesn't really know the taste of quality, good, proper food. Right. And I know that's
a
terrible
McDonald's
thing to say.
Or whatever.
No. I mean, you know, I don't go to chains. I just avoid chains. I hate chains. Mm-hmm. Would your mother agree?
Definitely.
Yeah. Just give me real food. Give me real food.
Yeah.
I'll trot down to Eastbourne.
We're on a tiny little island. Surely we can have some independent business in the
exactly,
country.
Exactly. Exactly. And Chef Craig Mather, who was at Little Ships in Ramsgate.
Little what?
Little Ships.
Oh, Ships.
He's an amazing cook. He used to teach the chefs at Broadstairs College. So he texted me, or he messaged me, and said the other day, "Hi, Jules. I left Little Ships last month. I'm now working for a lovely couple in a restaurant in Broadstairs called Kebbles or Keebles.
Keebles, yeah.
Kebbles.
Keebles.
Hope you're well. See you soon. Regards, Craig." No kisses. I answered him with lots of kisses.
Did you?
He's a chef, you know.
And
I mean,
was he done block you?
I mean, I love a chef. I will give chefs lots of kisses.
Yeah.
Butter up your chefs. So I'm going to go to Keebles or Kebbles.
Yeah, I would.
Have you been there?
No. Diamond Circle Weddings, Vanilla Web, Jewel Circle. The 13th package will be released at 6 p.m. over on our Facebook page. Just in case you missed any of our first 12 Advent packages, here's a recap. For terms and conditions, diamondcircleweddings.com. And oh, blimey, it's a video. I can't read a video on the radio.
It sounds very Christmassy.
Yeah, but if you go to their website, diamondcircleweddings.com, you can see it, and they've got Advent packages going on there. So give it a look.
Diamond Circle Weddings. Yeah, I noticed they were doing Advent things.
Yeah.
I've just ordered a load of Christmas presents for family. They won't be listening. Right. From Susie Fish, who's been on the show loads of times.
Who? Sorry?
Susie Fish.
Oh, yeah.
I always get my family loads of tropic stuff because it's so beautiful. Yeah. I got some for Amanda for her birthday. It is really nice. The oils and everything, gorgeous. So she says, hi, Jules. Sorry for the delay in your order, which I've only just received due to a really hectic Christmas for tropic along with Royal Mail strikes. Mm. So she's going to have to deliver them by Evry.
We don't want to use them. They're rubbish.
She said, as I feel next week may be too late for you. But I ordered this 2 weeks ago. So the Royal Mail are bogging up. I did all my cards.
The Royal Mail are on strike. But I mean, Hermes, who have now recalled themselves Evry.
You can get L-lysine for Hermes.
Yeah. Well, Hermes.
If you get a crop on your lip. Hermes.
Hermes. No, that's Hermes. They're worse than a herpes virus. Mm. They're dreadful. They're the most dreadful delivery company ever.
And what's Evry like then?
Evry's the same company. They got so much bad jip being called Hermes, they changed the name to Evry and hope nobody noticed, but we did. Right, very quickly, before we join the newsroom, the lovely Natalie from Whitcombe HR has been on, and she said, last week, Whitcombe HR attended the Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells Business Awards Gala Dinner. There were some amazing Kent businesses that we got to meet on the evening, and we want to wish a big congratulations to all the winners of the awards, absolutely. And they themselves also got some awards, and it was a pleasure to see them, because I was the compere for that event. And it was a good night had by all, and we had a fantastic time. There were more than 200 people there on the night. It was good fun.
What was the food like?
Considering there were 200 of us in a hotel at Christmas, it wasn't that bad.
Very good.
You know, I mean, it was okay. Sarah Marsh Collins talking about, she's put some photographs of Stonehenge on because I was saying about Stonehenge just now, and she says, yes, it's a shame to see the graffiti on the standing stones.
Graffiti everywhere.
Yeah, 10,000 years they've been there. Yeah, some of the graffiti was there originally as well, though. But, yeah, it's a shame that people abuse them.
Look what I've just found in the bin, Paul Andrews.
Right. What have you found?
Scoff and Quaff guest.
She's determined to have a go about this, isn't it? And you know why? It's because she feels embarrassed. She's right, I did. I was calling him the wrong name for the entire part of the show.
That is human nature, isn't it? Once you get someone's name in your head wrongly, it will always happen.
Which is exactly what she did with...
here is my
with Maria.
You're my witness.
Which is exactly what she did with Maria on the show last week. She kept calling her Lisa.
She looked like Lisa, but it just shows that our bins never get emptied, doesn't it?
Yeah, it
Cliff,
does.
What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. do you know what? We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom. And when we come back, we're going to actually let Cliff get a word in edgewise and tell us about Space Plug.
Yeah.
Because we're really interested in hearing about this.
I've got a copy of the draft only.
Have you?
Yeah. His draft only.
And the interesting thing is, it's nothing that Jules can eat. She's got to behave herself and listen.
What did you say, Cliff, about
not
the...
released until January the 10th. Yeah. Don't show anybody before
no,
then.
We have a
pre-release secret.
Our mouths are zipped.
Yeah.
Sealed. I tell you what, while the news is on, I normally listen diligently, but I have to have a hot toddy or something. It's so cold in here. With all my layers. Look, I've got a great big...
I've turned the air conditioning off.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
We need electric blankets next week.
Yeah. So we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom, but we've got some adverts.